بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 23, 2015 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with government officials on the occasion of the month of Ramadan. It is many years now that we have been issuing this warning, and officials have made good efforts within the remit of their capabilities, but we should pursue the economy of resistance inside the country with all our power and by using all the capacities of the economy of resistance. This is social piety on the issue of the economy. Of course, this model is not particular to us. Some other countries have also formulated and selected the model of the economy of resistance for themselves, and they have witnessed the results. The focal point in the economy of resistance is on the internal alongside the external. An internal focus should not be interpreted as isolation. We should focus on the inside as well as taking a look at the outside, but we should rely on our domestic capabilities and capacities. I would like to speak a little about this matter. Of course, I have said many things in this regard before. The policies on the economy of resistance, which have been prepared and announced, were not formulated all of a sudden. They are not an impulsive matter or based on personal viewpoints. They are the product of a collective mind and long consultations.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
After the policies on the economy of resistance were prepared with these qualities and promoted in the media, and after our friends and colleagues in the Honorable Administration adopted some measures in this regard, they were approved by many economic experts. They placed great emphasis on it, and thus the phrase "the economy of resistance" entered the current economic culture of the country and found a place in the economic discourse of the country. This shows the correctness and strength of this path. The economy of resistance is contrary to the old model, which was dictated by powers for the so-called developing or third world countries. They dictated a certain model. I do not want to expand on this model, which says that if third world countries want to achieve economic growth and prosperity, and if they want to reach the level of global economy, they should follow this model whose main reliance is on the outside, with all this implies.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.